Well, homelessness tends to conjure up images of a middle-aged to older person, usually a man, wrapped in blankets, huddled in a doorway. But the reality is actually much more complex than that. The Wire's Kale Matthews has more.
A roof for my children is what matters to me.
Love. Love matters.
2 in 5 homeless Australians are actually aged under 25. Today is Youth Homelessness Matters Day, raising awareness of this invisible statistic. Zoe Robinson is the CEO of Y Foundations.
Those that are aged 12 to 15 are particularly vulnerable because the solutions or the opportunities in terms of what kind of housing is available to them is limited. If they're leaving a family home, their option is to go to a refuge, and whilst the refuges are incredible services, they can only stay there for 3 months. The younger you are, the more likely you are to be lost in the system and the less access to services you might have.
It's not often you walk through the city and you find young people living on the streets. Is this something that the public is unaware of?
I think it is an invisible issue. Everyone thinks of homelessness as that rough sleeping, but it's not just that. It's couch surfing, and that's where a lot of young people will find themselves. So it is invisible because most people think of what they see on the streets. But actually for young people, it is couch surfing, it is overcrowded dwellings.
Youth Homelessness Matters Day is looking at raising awareness for youth homelessness Australia-wide. How does this day help to combat the issue?
It gives a platform to young people to share their stories in a brave and positive way, and we can kind of get out of the way and let them have their voice. Secondly, it is the only day in a year where everyone is really dedicated and focused on this issue. And that's a shame because the reality is it should be part of our conversation and it should be part of our planning. It also gives services the opportunity to showcase the incredible work that they're doing in terms of supporting young people. And it's an opportunity for us all to reflect on where we are as a society and the things that we're failing at and where we're failing our young people, but also highlight some of the inroads that we have made to try and support young people.
With such a national crisis, is the government doing enough to take action?
They are doing pockets of really great things. So the commitment to mental health that the federal government has made is great because we're talking about a holistic solution here. So it's not just housing for young people, that's a massive part of it, but it's also tackling some of the other issues like mental health and domestic and family violence.
Often breaking down the stigma is a key to tackling issues. Do you think that destigmatising issues like youth homelessness will contribute to solving the issue?
Absolutely. It's one of the first things that we talk about when people ask us what they can do is to change the conversation and start to raise awareness that these young people that we're talking about, they're not bad eggs who've just run away from home. It's due to no fault of their own that they're in these situations. And then the constant hurdles that they're facing makes it incredibly difficult for them to get themselves back on their feet, let alone choose the path that they want to thrive in.
Zoe Robinson, CEO of Y Foundations.
There's so many sad stories, but there's also some really uplifting stories of how resilient young people are from the adversity they come from. They can still have a positive swing on their life.
Tracy Robinson deals daily with young people who have nowhere to go.
I manage a place called Carlo Place for young people who are 15 to 17, and they call that home, and we try and make it as homely as possible. And recently we received some second-hand goods and put it in across the property. And when one young person come home, he said, wow, this used to feel like home and now it looks like home. So for me, that is so powerful to be able to provide somewhere that these young people can come home to and feel safe.
The young people that do come in, what are some of the reasons that they find themselves in these situations?
Family violence and family breakdown are the main reasons that young people are finding themselves homeless. They don't have any access to affordable housing. Young people are on youth allowance, and sometimes if they're a little bit older, they're on Newstart, and that's just not enough for private rental or even sharing. Sometimes in a boarding house, it's not enough money. Young people come to us and other service who are leaving custody orders. Young people are leaving care, child protection, child abuse, a lack of education, mental health issues, drug and alcohol issues, trauma events in life, and they're coming to us. And they really want a house, but we're not a housing provider, we're a support provider. And the opportunity to give that young person a house sometimes is luck of the draw.
What are some of the things that the public can do to help solve this issue?
Young people's first experience of homelessness sometimes is couch surfing or going to a mate's place. And if the family is seeing this young mate often, once or twice a week or once a fortnight or so, ask them what's happening for them. Is it okay at home? What's happening at home? Get them to tell their story. There's no one image of someone who's homeless now. It could be anyone.
That's Tracy Ingram. She's manager for Outer North Youth Homelessness in South Australia. She was talking to The Wire's Kale Matthews. And the whole topic of youth homelessness has a Facebook with this awareness campaign going on, and we'll put a link to that on our website.